All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Holy shit.
Been a minute.
Can I get a date check? Today is August 12th. Wow. August 12th, huh? The last time we recorded was June 1st.
June 4th.
July 4th.
Nope.
It's been a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you guys. A lot of things going on in my household where we record this. A lot of things going on in life. Just interruptions.
Been a crazy summer.
It's been a crazy year. Not going to lie to you guys. But Average Takes is back. Let's play the music, yeah? All right. Usually by now we would have gave you a full breakdown of probably the trade deadline, the All-Star game, how June, July went. So we could try to catch you up on everything, but you guys already know all that.
We're just going to skip.
Unless you have lived under a rock and not paid attention to any baseball season one or two, get all of your sports media through Average Takes. I apologize sincerely, but we're back. It is August 12th. The Padres are knee deep in the division race for the first time in a long time.
2.5 games back.
18 years.
18 years since the Padres won the division.
There's a kid out there right now who went. He just graduated high school. He's in the summer of going into college. Never seen the Padres win a fucking NLS division.
There are some.
He went through a full adulthood. He's an adult now. Never seen any Padres NLS division.
Wait a second.
Brandon, what year were you born?
Braden.
05.
Oh. Lucky. He just eclipsed.
Yep.
There was some vision of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
There are kids out there.
There are. Yeah. Yes.
And in 2006, the record 82-80.
82-80 won the division in 2006. Can you believe that?
Damn.
You're not getting a wild card game.
Two games over 500. You're
not getting a wild card game.
What did we go last year?
82-80.
We did not make playoffs with an extended playoff. A total different format since 2006.
We didn't make
trash back then.
Yeah, maybe just this division. But nonetheless, San Diego Padres are 2.5 games back of the Dodgers.
Yes, sir.
They're tied with the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks have been playing some great baseball. I'm not going to lie to you.
Aren't they on a streak like ours?
Yes.
They have been playing the
exact same thing we've done.
Yeah, right.
Win for win.
Yeah, with us. On our ass.
They're going band for band with us.
They're not excited. Not at all.
I mean, they just killed the Phillies.
They play a little bit different than we do.
They killed the Phillies, and we get killed by the Phillies.
The Phillies, I ain't scared.
Phillies
anyone.
Are slumping a little bit. I ain't scared
of anyone.
Kyle Schwarber hurt.
No,
Kyle Schwarber's in bombs.
They just got beat up by the Diamondbacks. That didn't help us at all. Dodgers swept the Pirates. Didn't help us at all. But I don't know if all Padre fans know this, but the Padres did defeat the Dodgers in our regular season series. So a couple years ago, the format changed. MLB schedules changed. We used to play your division 18 times a year.
Yes.
So that would be played in the Dodgers, Giants, Rockies, Diamondbacks 18 times a year.
Damn.
But the last two seasons, I want to say we've done interleague. So they've changed it to where you only face your division 13 times.
So each team 13.
So the Padres have already defeated the Dodgers 7 times. There's only 6 games remaining. Or
5 games.
Right? 3 games remaining, but the Dodgers have won 3. Sorry. We didn't sweep them overall. So the season series so far is 7-3, but with it being only 13, there's no way the Dodgers can't eclipse that.
Yeah.
So going into playoffs, we own the tiebreaker for the division. Okay. So if you look at it, yeah, we're 2.5 games back. But for the rest of the season, we basically have a 1-game cushion.
Okay.
I don't know where the Diamondbacks are on that I don't know how many times they beat the Dodgers this year or vice versa, but we own that for the first time in decade.
Really?
Like a legit, I think even longer than that. Maybe 15 years.
It's probably 2000. Oh, the last time we were good was 2010.
Yeah, right. I think, but the Giants won the division that year, but I guess we had it over the Dodgers, but doesn't matter. We haven't beaten the Dodgers in a season series for a long time. I think you are right. I think I saw 2010 was the last time.
That just makes sense. We were, I remember we were 1972.
And lost the last game.
Yeah, Matt Cain. Bum ass. Matt Latos, bum ass.
they
but the thing about that, there's no game 163 anymore, which for somehow that just slipped my mind. I thought there was game 163 still.
They made it to where it's an odd number of games.
If you're tied with the
other divisional, another
team in like to get in the playoffs, uh-huh, usually you would play game 163 and the winner goes to gets that spot.
Oh, okay.
And game 163 was awesome.
And there is no that anymore?
There's none of that because there's an odd number of games. There's only 13. Before it was 18, so it was an even number. You could have the same division and go 9-9 versus each other.
They put 13, so that never happens.
That never happens again. Yeah. So they changed it to where there's more teams in playoffs.
Yeah.
So we don't have a one game playoff no more. No one game wild card, no one game 63.
Yeah.
So I mean, we lost a little bit there as baseball fans overall, because even though your team doesn't make playoffs, that game 163 is a playoff.
It is a playoff.
Yeah. It gives you this much hope, but at the same time, it's awesome. Yeah. Like a couple years ago, maybe 2018, 2016, there was two 163 games in the same season.
Oh, shit.
It was like the Cubs and the Brewers and the Diamondbacks and Rockies. There was two, and it was the last time I remember there being a one game 163. Generally, they're
versus your division, like an in division opponent. So it's generally,
it's for the division basically, and then neither of them are going to wild card. There's already a wild card team that's in a different division that has a better record,
right?
Because back then there was only two wild card teams, and you face each other for one game, and the winner goes to playoffs.
Yes. So there's not even a wild card anymore.
It's a three game. Or it's a win. You have to win three. Or something like that.
Two out of three.
Three game set.
So that's what we did versus the Mets in 2022. Right. We went to New York, took two out of three.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Dodgers.
Yes.
Took three.
Yeah.
Three out of five.
And then lost to the Phillies.
You're not going to say what happened next.
Yes.
Well, this is setting ourselves up for 2024. Brand new year, a new manager. The Padres are just coming off of their best record in the span of 18 games. They go 16 wins, 2 losses in the span of 18 games, and they endured road trips in this. Like, it wasn't just like you had 18 games in a row at home, obviously not. Like, they won at home, won at the road, won series after series, threw in a sweep in there. I mean, and not only since the All-Star break have we had to face good teams, we've beaten good teams.
Yep.
We have the best record overall since the All-Star break out of any team, and we just go 16 for 19 now. We lost Sunday. Today's Monday. Joe Musgrove's back. A little Padre update. Joe Musgrove is returning from injury. He has been dealing with an elbow injury. He stopped throwing. A lot of people said should have went Tommy John. So this is a huge start. He only had one rehab game. Tonight's a huge game.
Yeah.
Are we going to see a healthy Musgrove for 3-4 innings? Are we going to see someone who doesn't look like Joe Musgrove? Is he going to get re-injured? I mean, all those are on the table. Because when you mess with the elbow, you know, sometimes you don't get what you're thinking when you're going to rehab.
Right.
Rehab obviously took way longer than he expected. Shut down. You know, it's been a long time since we have Joe. Tonight's a big start for him. Fernando Tatis basically played the first 3 months with a leg fracture. I mean, absolutely unreal that this team had him play like that. But
they
maybe
knew about it?
Yeah, they had to have.
they probably knew about it.
They had to have. But maybe
he let him know. I think he said it only like flares up rarely. Like he could play.
It's like
he'd wake up, feel normal. He'd wake up, feel normal.
It was a weird fracture. It wasn't like a hairline fracture. It was the weirdest injury I've ever heard.
I think it's one of those injuries you leave up to the player, where it's kind of like, how are you feeling? If they feel good.
No, it had to do with his, like, I don't know. But they classify it as a leg fracture right now. Played 3 months on it. He had a slide that.
But he went first to home.
It was like
he pulled his hammy.
Yeah, it definitely looked like he was hurting running. I remember that. And he still played like 2 games after that. So he's been out for a long time. And, you know, guys, as much as everyone obviously wants Fernando Tatis back, this kid is our favorite player for a long time. He's been awesome, the heart and soul of this Padres team when he's on the field. You need a healthy Tatis.
Yep. Yeah.
You don't win without a healthy Tatis. So give him all the time he needs. But in the meantime, you have a young and up and coming all-star, rookie of the month, rookie of the week, Jackson fucking Merrill.
Kid's a beast.
Dog.
This is not what any of us had expected.
No.
Yes.
Not last pod.
There was
last time we were here.
He was coming off a cold streak. Yeah. One of the best things that I've seen from Jackson so far is that he makes adjustments. Yeah. He's not doing the same thing over and over again. He went through cold streak, hot streak, cold streak, and right now he's blazing fucking hot.
How many 8th inning or under?
He has
five in the season.
Tying home runs.
Mel Ott, I think it was.
5 8 inning or later game tying or leading / winning home runs.
Damn.
And that's tied with Mel Ott in the 1920s. So in the last 100 years, he's the only player.
And I think when he had four.
When he had four in the 9th inning or later, nobody has done it since like the live ball era.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So
all the people have done it. I don't remember what number it was, but all Hall of Famers. I was like, how does Jackson Merrill is fitting in on this list?
He was 19.
It's like Frank Robinson.
He's just turned.
He's 19, isn't he?
He's 21. You can buy him a beer.
Just turned 21.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody talked
about
19.
This on a pod, how he just turned 21. No, we were talking about that.
He turned 21 in May.
He had just turned 21.
Okay.
Absolutely electric. I don't know where this team is without Jackson Merrill, because we had a lot of questions. Let's not forget, rewind back to the spring training. First day of spring training, Jackson was out and left. We hadn't signed Profar.
Yeah.
We had just traded Trent Grisham. We were...
Jose Azucar was playing.
Ozucar was our starting center fielder.
Yeah.
Jose Azucar.
I don't remember that. Holy shit.
That's wild.
Yeah, he was
our starting.
And we had Tatis out there, and we were like, holy shit, what's going to happen? Yeah. We got Tatis, and
season's about to be brutal.
Yeah, like we had a lot of questions, but first week, they threw Jackson in center, and he's absolutely taken over.
He's a dog, dude. His confidence. He doesn't give a fuck either. He
has that I don't give a fuck attitude. I don't care what you're going to throw me attitude.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a 20-year-old vet. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care if you're
throw me a fastball, I'm going to fucking hit.
I don't care if you're dating Libby Dunn. I don't care what.
Oh, yeah. I'm spanking on you.
He doesn't care if you're the Dodgers, Blake Treinen, 15-year vet.
He's stepped up in every moment that has come to him. He's pulled through.
Yeah.
First one, my jaw dropped. The homer off Mason Miller.
Yeah.
For the first month or 3 months of baseball, Mason Miller was the talk of town.
Yeah.
He threw 103, and he's done it still, like 365 pitches. He leads the league in pitches over 100 miles an hour.
Came out of nowhere. Damn. Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. He was a starting pitcher, and they transferred him to a relief like in the last year.
That's cool.
And he just shut down. So that was the first blown save of his season. Jackson Merrill, homer.
Yep. See ya.
The kid has made 5 of them. I mean, Blake Treinen versus Dodgers.
Yep.
Unreal.
See ya.
See ya.
Then 9th inning versus Pittsburgh.
Peace
David
out.
Bednar, all-star.
David Bednar, former Padre.
See ya. Helping the Padres out. Boom. Don't care. Don't care what your name is.
And then you had back-to-back nights in Miami.
Yeah, and dude from Maryland. He doesn't give a fuck. Fucking awesome.
His family has been going to every game. The kid's awesome. That's fine.
Hello.
How sorry. Sorry.
Oh, time for what? Feed the dogs?
No, time to take my time to take my vitamins. I remind myself
vitamins.
If we're getting down and dirty on the personal. Pod.
Take your vitamins.
Take the vitamins.
Nice.
You want me to go take them?
Nope. They can wait. Okay. We're talking about Jackson fucking Mayo right now.
Okay. Let me get back to what I was saying. Could someone remind me?
Nope.
We're talking about Jackson Mayo.
There was a point there somewhere around there. Yep. Keep going on Jackson Mayo. I'll find it.
Miami series.
Miami series.
He's from Maryland.
Doesn't give a fuck. Oh, I was talking about his family. boom. There we go. We call all the way up. Just hit the rewind button or something. He brings his family everywhere. His mom and dad have been following him, it seems like, every game. And then he talked.
Go ahead. No, they're teachers, so they are summer off.
Oh, that's awesome. Didn't know that.
Yeah,
thank you for knowing that. But then they talked to him about like, how's he liking it? How's he, you know? And he talks about how he wakes up and wants to be at the clubhouse. They're a family. He has so much fun every day. He literally, all he wants to do is be a part of this team with his boys. They ask him, do you care about the rookie of the year? I don't give a fuck about any of that. These are my family. We win as a family, lose as a family.
That's a youngin' over surrounded by, like.
That's chill, that's honestly. That's great.
That's great bets.
That's great bets. That's chill. I mean, Schilt's been.
Grew up with him.
In his ear the last 2 years, 3 years in the minor league system. And then that's just. That's a great person.
He's raised right.
That's
and then he has good vets around him that humble him. And
he's a fucking dog.
Yeah,
he's a dog and he loves ball.
Also, AJ Preller going out. Nobody even heard of this dude. He got drafted in the first round, and then
that was AJ.
Everyone was talking about it because no one had heard of him. He was a small shortstop playing out of high school, like. And for Preller to trade all of the prospects, besides one,
says not this
way
guy,
to
buddy.
Fucking go, AJ.
Yeah,
I mean, we've talked a lot of shit over the last couple of years because it seems like he traded out all every prospect. When we started this podcast, we had a list of guys who we could not wait to get here. All but one are gone.
Some still got
actually
traded.
Maybe two because Campizano never got traded.
Yeah,
he just grew out and grew up. And I mean, we needed a catcher and he's been okay. But Jackson Merrill the fucking one. Someone tweeted, and I hate to not give them credit, but I also hate Padres Twitter. But they said if James Woods was doing this right now, they'd be actively throwing up. And I just deep down in my soul felt that because I'm a prospect hugger. I don't know how many of you guys have been watching since episode one of our Padres side of the pod. I'm a big prospect hugger.
Yeah.
Because
AJ's
raised you that way.
No.
AJ's raised me that way. No.
AJ's raised me.
Like Trevor's mindset is just sell the fucking house.
Yeah. I don't give a
win now.
Yeah.
proven MLB arms players are better than
that's good in what could have been sport, though. That happens
but
in football
you see,
too
I take my mind
too. Like you're in this business too. The way they say it is you have to have two different minds. What's happening now and what's going to happen in 5 years, what's going to happen
you never
years.
Think about the past.
Yeah,
no. Like you never as a GM, as a coach, you could, if you think about the past too much, it's going to haunt you. You're going to relive you're going to fail.
Yeah, you got to make it better. You got to respect Preller because last year's deadline stunk. It was really bad.
Last year at the deadline, I think we were under 500. So it was like,
it was in that in between. Do you want to buy? Do you want to sell?
Yeah. And at the point where Preller's like, hey, I don't really want to make a move, but at the same time, I got to show the guys I believe in them a little bit. So yeah. Let's get them something. It didn't work out. I mean, G-Man Choi sucked.
Let's get him to chill. G-Man Choi.
But guy. I mean, that shows his G-Man Choi was a big guy. This G-Man year, to still put his chips in and say, let's go. We're going to try to win the division. We're going to try to do all these things.
And I think a lot of that helped was after the All-Star game, we started hot. We go in, Guardians right away, win that series. Nationals beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
We swept them. Then we played another good team. We won the series. I can't remember.
After the Nationals?
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm trying to think. But we've
don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. We've been winning, and so that led up to the deadline. Preller absolutely killed the deadline. I know that's what the point you were getting to. The guys he's brought in have been great.
Yeah,
the bullpen's nasty.
The Padres bullpen went from 15th to first.
And shout out to my guy Eric Hosmer, was watching the clip. In the playoffs, a lot of games are decided by one run and a manager making a move in a certain situation. Should I go to the bullpen here? Should I stick with the starter? And it's always tight games. So having a insane bullpen who you have three different guys who are going to go out there and get you three outs, maybe close the game, maybe a game seven, a game five, and a division series, a championship series. It's insane. Like, I can go Tanner Scott, I can go Estrada, I can go Suarez, who's obviously the main guy still.
Yeah.
Adam Scott.
Padres have had a lot of extra inning games this year, and you can just see Mike Schill has the trust to say, okay, let's call in Tanner Scott, let's call in Robert Suarez, and if some days, you know, you go Suarez one day, Jason Adam the next day. I mean, that's just the trust that this bullpen has now.
And clearly, I hate to say it because I'm a huge Josh Hader fan. I'm a huge Juan Soto, but the Eagle guys are out of here. This team's playing selfless baseball.
This team has been playing
selfless baseball.
It's a different year.
It's a way different team.
They sacrificed. Like, there was one game Merrill had like three sacrifices.
Yeah.
Like, for a kid who should want to win the Rookie of the Year, you know, like regular mindset of baseball players, you're seeing a kid who is 1-2 for Rookie of the Year right now with Paul Skeens, and we could get to that argument a little bit, but you know that kid's gonna go up there wanting, he wants to hit, he wants to get on base, sacrifice. He's winning. This ball club is about winning, and Schilt drives it home when they talk about after the game, like, why'd you use Suarez and Scott in those situations when he didn't need to, or why'd Suarez come in a non-save? Like, I'm thinking about tonight's win.
Yep.
I have to get through the game tonight with a W, and we'll think about tomorrow.
Right. And in baseball, in my opinion, confidence and like swagger, it wears off on the rest of the team. So there's a saying, hitting's contagious, winning's contagious too. Mm-hmm. You feel you can do, you're down 5-0 against the shittiest team in baseball. Granted, you do come back and tie the, or you're within one twice, which that doesn't happen often. You could easily, after this road trip they're on, all the craziness that happens, you know, you could be exhausted on a Sunday afternoon game in fucking Miami.
Oh, and you are. It's hot in Miami. There's clubs in Miami. You're facing the worst team in the league.
A lot of eye candy in the stands.
A lot.
So, you know, like, distractions.
There's distractions out there.
It was the Guardians, Nationals, Orioles, Dodgers.
The Orioles. That was the team that
Rockies, Pirates,
the best record in the MLB right now.
Yeah, we play the Pirates again.
I mean, you even look at the bench guys, though, for the Padres. I mean, you look at that Dodgers series. Donovan Solano hadn't played four straight. You come in extra innings, hit a game-winning single. He was pumped about it. He wasn't even pissed that he'd been on the bench the past 4 days. Tyler Wade.
That erases the mind right there.
Yeah, Tyler Wade, same thing. Hit. Tyler Wade literally throws his body all over, steals bags, sacrifices himself because he knows there's something bigger here. You know, we're trying to win something, you know.
And this team is different. It's a different feeling from
the Padres.
Yep.
Know your role and do it well.
Yep. No, do your job.
Do your job.
Yeah. God damn it.
Team's ready.
You know, the Padres do, I also want to say, have the easiest schedule remaining out of all wins calculations at currently. The Padres have the easiest schedule remaining.
Going to the schedule, the last six games we play, maybe it's seven, we have a series against the Dodgers, and then we have a series against that ends against the Diamondbacks. We end our season against the Diamondbacks.
Knock on wood, but we're clinched by then.
We play the Cardinals.
The last week of the season.
We clinched the division by then.
Six games.
Knock on wood, but
that last series.
We clinched the division.
The last game. The last
I'm not talking
week.
About that, but you guys are saying easy. We have an easy schedule. Like
we have the easiest schedule remaining.
Of winning percentage-wise.
Winning percentage-wise. If you calculate wins and losses, we, the Padres, have the easiest schedule remaining.
We play those shitty Giants.
We play the Giants. Sleepy Tigers, ball over Bears, there. Giants.
Shitty,
Astros,
shitty.
White Sox.
Shitty. Oh, yep.
Dodgers,
even the shittiest. The White Sox are the shittiest.
We go
White
three,
Sox
three against the Dodgers, three against the Diamondbacks. Yeah,
yeah. Hopefully we're clinching.
And the White Sox.
Hopefully we're clinching.
And the White Sox.
White Sox
even
sell.
Yes.
That team's
knock on wood.
Hopefully we're going to team to beat the shit out of and then play hard nosed baseball against two more.
Yeah, no. If it
or if are we sitting players by then? If we clinch, are we sitting players by then?
Yeah, you still play those guys. Keep them hot. You just pull them.
You sit them one game when you clinch because you're hammered.
You mix a match. Absolutely. You mix a match.
Yeah. You're hungover.
We're not waking up for practice or the game the next day.
No.
You mix a match.
Machado,
or
DH.
Work.
You mix a match. Because, I mean, at that point of the season, you could have clinched a playoff spot, but you're fighting for the division still or something like that. So that's what I'm hoping for in that situation. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We want it to be with the Dodgers.
Yes, sir.
Because we have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, we want to be already there. Done.
Yeah.
Case closed.
Yep.
That's what we want.
Yep.
Yes.
No one, I don't know how many people are shouting out Victor Rodriguez. Is that our head coach's name? I want to say it right.
Yeah, it is.
It is. When I said it,
Rodriguez?
I thought about Victor Martinez. So Victor Rodriguez came out and the face came up Victor Martinez in my head. So yeah. We've been,
oh boy.
What's wrong with this guy?
There's a lot of names and faces that just circulate the brain. The Padres have been looking for a hitting coach for a long time. Long time coming. Padres are top five in, I don't know how you want me to say it, but not striking out a game. We're top five for lowest strikeouts per nine. In our batting wise.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's good to you. Don't strike out, which putting the ball in play, you never know what happens. And good things can happen. Where
that was a huge part in the Padres' past, though. Striking out all the time.
Yeah.
And we ground out more?
Ground out, that's it. But
ground out,
I take
so
a ground
much
out.
It worked.
Out.
We won a game against the Pirates, right? That way, I think, right?
Yeah, they threw the ball away.
Yeah. O'Neal Cruz. Oh, my God, this guy is so good. He can't even throw it first.
He's 113.
He's 113
to
the
fan. Yeah. When Xander Bogaerts is jogging to first.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look what I can do.
113 right to the stand.
Yep.
You guys win the ball? I got you.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Yeah, the team. No, I mean, the Padres are playing gritty right now.
Dude, oh, that
they're
shit's
full
crazy.
Of grit.
Why does he try to throw it that
those
hard?
Those guys have rocket
we
arms.
Understand you can throw that hard.
Ellie De La Cruz.
That's the Dominican way, dude.
Yeah,
they wind it
that's
up.
Fucking crazy.
Tatis is the same way, too, though.
So fast.
Hosmer's like, I ain't picking this shit. He's
no,
like,
hell no.
I know it's going to come off 130 off that rock right now. It's going to bounce on that rock and ricochet
faster. You know Hosmer shit his pants every time a Tatis ball.
Oh,
he was like, oh, fuck.
Every time.
Yeah, a 95-mile-per-hour
sword
coming at you. Yeah, right. I ain't touching that.
Yeah, buddy, close his eyes.
That's going through the glove. That's going with it. I'm catching it.
Every time
fine.
You miss the ball, Padre, this guy's eyes closed. He's like, actually, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Like,
damn,
eyes were closed. That ball was coming 150 right at
well,
my face.
Well, they said Tatis used to throw a little sidearm so it would throw a tailing at the end so it would make it even harder.
So you'd have to fucking...
And no, he's lefty. So he's got to go like that.
Yeah, he's trying to scoop it away from the spin so it doesn't hit
there's
him.
There's one couple odds where he literally his glove just goes up in the air. He's like, oh, fuck. He's like, ball's gone. He's like, there's no picking that one.
And he knew none of those errors on him.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Nope.
Even though this Padres team is doing really well, we still have guys struggling.
Good.
Ha-Sung
Kim. I think people are asking for Tyler Wade to start over Ha-Sung Kim right now. I'm laughing. Don't get me wrong. I'm laughing. Kim's been struggling. I think Cronenworth has
been
struggling.
Yeah.
Just the last 3 days.
Just the last 3 days? Batting a .247.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Way lower than that.
Oh, well, overall in the season.
What about Bryce Johnson?
Bryce Johnson does his job.
Does his job. That guy felt like he couldn't hit water and fell a boat there for a while.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
Sneezed right when Chinny had his mouth wide open.
I'm sorry.
Chinny was taking a deep breath through his mouth.
I didn't turn far enough.
Oh, buddy.
You should have turned the other way.
What about in your, do you ever think about in your lap?
In my lap?
No, don't. Don't even try to. Because then it gets both of us.
I was trying to go away from the mic.
A bad visual. You almost fell for it, dude. Unreal.
New shot.
Unreal.
We're going to talk about Skeens. Skeens Merrill?
Yeah, Skeens Merrill.
Yeah, Padres playing the Pirates. I just wanted Skeens to pitch, so one, Jackson Merrill made a smack off him. Yeah.
What if they strike him out?
Jackson Merrill, no,
that could be the win or lose.
We missed them both series.
Jackson Merrill is no sacrifice that game. I'm going straight dog, though. Yeah. My game. The Padres lost 3 years when they faced the best pitcher in baseball. Just absolutely destroyed them. Scherzer, Otani, Kershaw, doesn't fucking matter. He destroyed them. Whoever's been deemed the best pitcher, they come in San Diego. Padres just know it's
right. We've never destroyed DeGrom.
Yeah, because he's the best.
You forgot.
Well, I totally forgot. I went to a game with DeGrom.
He just started throwing.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
yeah, when DeGrom.
I haven't seen him pitch in a while.
Yeah, me either.
I forgot he's the World Series champion.
But he's still the best pitcher ever. He's the GOAT.
I think we all forgot.
Not I me. Think we all forgot. He's been hurt 2 seasons in a row. All forgot.
Buddy's been hurt for a while.
Speaking of hurt, what about we haven't done a pod since Mike Trout shut down for the season?
Oh, that's devastating.
My AL MVP pick shut down. Mine's still trucking.
Devastating. Too.
Devastating.
Whose is yours?
Can we go back to our picks?
Yeah, mine's got it right here.
I'm very interested. Mine's Harper. Harper and NL.
I got Gunner at like plus 2,000.
Shane had Trey Turner.
Mm-hmm. That was the one that you were cutting out, and we didn't know your picks.
Shanine, you have Adley.
Not true.
Adley Rutschman.
Says Adley.
What about me?
Bullshit.
Roman, you fell off halfway through, but you picked Vladdy and Machado. No. I have Tatis. He's not
going to win. Machado's
not Machado's not going to win.
Cy
Young, I have
you have the
Steel
and Corbin.
I have Steel. No, I didn't get the favorite.
That's pretty good.
Brayden has Glass now. Yeah. You have King, and Roman has
Stroman for the AL.
Yeah, Stroman for the AL. I think that's when he fell off. So he's fucking with him.
Look at the year. You have Merrill.
I have Merrill
and Schilt.
I have Merrill.
Oh.
Roman, you have Skeens.
Oh,
Brayden, Holy shit, you were wrong. That guy died first month.
Holy shit,
you were wrong. Lee dead.
Shannon, yours is Yamamoto. Dead, too.
That's 60 days. That's reverse jinx. Come on.
Colt Keith is going to keep me alive.
AL, you know what I'm doing?
AL, Roman, you have Evan Carter. Haven't heard of him. Shannon, you have Nolan.
Shanuel. Angels first base to New Greedy.
Not winning it.
He might.
Colt Keith?
He might.
He's in AAA, I thought.
No, he's still up here.
I got Caminero.
I don't even know who's the AL Rookie of the Year.
Holy shit, I picked Joe Espasada for AL Manager of the Year. Oh, he's coming back.
Did you pick Schilt? Pedro Grifol?
Who picked Schilt?
I think we gave you Schilt.
Yeah?
Yeah, we gave you Schilt. I took the Braves.
I picked for NL.
You have Council.
Council. Kirk. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had a bad pick. I picked Roberts.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I think I picked Dave Roberts, Aaron Boone.
We had the over-under for the Padres, or maybe we pulled it up, but we had 83 and 79 was the over-under. Brayden, you said 88 and 74. Shenny said 84 and 78. And Bob said 90 and 72.
Oh,
we'll see where that finishes out at.
90?
Sheesh. Well, we need a 90 win to save AJ's job. That was the memo this offseason.
I think his job saved for a little
bit. His job's definitely saved.
Yeah.
Definitely saved.
Except we need to trade Campy. Bring up Salas.
And Salas isn't ready.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
What have you heard about him?
He's in 212.
Yeah.
212.
212 with 4 homers.
Shit.
He's still 18.
Struggling.
He's only 18.
Merrill was 19 when he joined.
20. Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes.
Yeah, Roman's numbers have been all over on Merrill's age.
My bad. I swear I heard
he
the other day.
He can go to a bar, dude. He can
go to a bar.
He can go to the bar. You could take him to a bar.
No.
How old are you, Brian?
No, Duran.
18. 18? So I'm basically Ethan Salas right now. I'm in this position.
Yeah.
It's like me going out and training the fastball. Going to Petco Park. Training the fastball. Then you go out.
Yeah. Over under 212.
Under.
Come on, guys.
Way under.
Dude, when he first got.
I'm with a ball.
He got signed or something, and he was at Petco Park for something. he was like 16. No,
couldn't drink.
No, he no. I'm just he was wrong, riding around downtown on a bird.
Yeah, no license. With his catcher's beer. He said can't drink. Romanzell offered him a beer.
Yeah, no license. Well, Padres still have a long season. We got a lot of things to get done.
One more thing. While we were gone, Dylan Cease threw a new hitter, by the way.
Yeah.
Second no hitter in Padres history.
I know you guys know that already.
Yeah, we know that.
That's pretty cool. That already. But Dylan Cease joined the no-no club.
None of them at Petco Park.
Bullshit. Neither of them at Petco. You are correct.
Yeah.
Both on the road.
That is unfortunate.
That's the great thing about going to a baseball game. You never know what's going to happen.
You absolutely don't.
And that was a day game. That was an early day game. 9:30 game.
Stupid.
How many times have the Padres been no hit at Petco?
I don't know, maybe. Tim Lincecum did it.
Tim Lincecum did it once at Petco, one at home, I think.
Yeah, and then the maybe it was the Dodgers. I don't know. Someone else did it.
Someone else had to.
I remember seeing, I think it was like the Rays, maybe.
How would you guys feel if Mike Schilt pulled him? Almost did it.
He almost did it. That was a Musgrove call.
That was a Musgrove call?
Musgrove call told him, leave the boy in.
Really?
Hey, he said a huge team vibe when you leave the guy in again.
Promise you, Bob Melvin's pulling.
Oh yeah, promise Bob, you, Bob. Bob would have pulled him like sixth inning. Like, all right, to the bank. We're looking good, boys. We're looking good. Would have
ignored
Jones. And then glasses.
You Giannis, in the back Giannis, of the fucking slut. Giannis on Twitter was the biggest hater I've ever seen.
He did not want him going that deep.
112 pitches. Can't believe Schilt left him in a July game. What happened after that?
Yeah.
16-3. Yeah. That's a vibe changer.
Yeah, vibe changer.
He doesn't. You don't know. You don't even know baseball. Padre you just Twitter. Know numbers.
So numbers guy.
Fucking nerd.
He's the best guy on Padres Twitter.
He's good. AJ Preller does have a burner and looks at him, but he's a fucking nerd.
AJ Preller pays attention to
him. And AJ Preller's a nerd.
Knows him by name. Yeah, so? AJ Preller's probably trying to find who Giannis is and trying to get him on the staff. Ooh. He's like, you're done with Twitter, boy. My assistant.
He just falls off and just disappears.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Giannis never tweets again.
Yeah.
You think all of a sudden, you see a little fucking
you think
nerd next to AJ.
Next to AJ. You think Shenny's going to leave us? Preller's going to hit him up. Be like,
no, Shenny doesn't know things. Stats. Shenny's a vibes guy.
I don't care.
Shenny's vibes.
He pumps up Preller, though. Hype man.
Yeah, you learn from him.
He's a goat.
No, Shenny pumps up fucking Dodgers GM.
Yeah. Bullshit. Anyone trying to go on Average Takes Twitter account, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, you know, last podcast.
It's dead.
Average Takes Twitter is dead. And you know what? I thought that was more live than Average Takes.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, and
to the shitter.
You have the king of free speech, you know, runs that whole website, but you can't say, clearly you can't say, get fucked.
Yeah, clearly. YouTube you can.
Yeah.
Apple, Spotify.
Yeah, 100%.
That's bullshit.
Get fucked, Elon.
Get fucked, Elon.